This is KUT. The Austin City Council has passed more regulation concerning short-term rentals, like places you rent on HomeAway or Airbnb. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey breaks down the rules.
By now, I've talked your ear off about short-term rental rules. So for this go-around, I'm going to let Mayor Steve Adler do the honors. Prepare yourself, because this gets a little tricky. Let's start with inside the rental home. How many people can we have?
No more than 6 unrelated people.
All right, so 6 pals in a rental at a time. But what if we're having a family reunion?
That number should either be 10 or 12.
Council okayed having 10 related people. Now, Mayor, say I show up to my short-term rental with my 6 friends, but there are only 2 bedrooms. What are the rules about sleeping arrangements?
It's 2 people per bedroom plus 2.
2 plus 2 plus... Wait, I'm confused.
Which means that the person who has a one-bedroom house can have 2 people sleeping on the sofa bed in the living room. Or 2 couples with 2 rooms have 4 people, and again, 2 people can sleep on the sofa in the living room. They would get to 6 people.
So what if we want to head outside and hang around a fire pit in the backyard?
No outside gatherings of more than 6 people at any time. And no outside gatherings at STRs after 10 p.m.
Great. I'll take it from here, Mayor. Council members also voted to allow photos taken by neighbors to be used in administrative hearings against short-term rental owners accused of breaking the rules. They also decided to give the code department more power to enforce the city's noise ordinance against short-term rentals. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.